I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump and Kim Jong-un have met for their first face-to-face meeting. The two exchanged pleasantries as they shook hands ahead of the meeting, becoming the first sitting US and North Korean leaders to sit down to negotiate an end to a decades-old nuclear standoff. The meetings include a one-on-one with Trump and Kim, as well as a larger meeting with key advisors. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of three Chilean bishops, including the controversial Juan Barros, in the wake of a child sexual abuse scandal. Bishop Barros was accused of covering up sexual abuse committed by a priest in the 1980s and 90s, and Pope Francis had said he made grave mistakes by originally defending Barros. The decision by the Pope was announced in a statement issued by the Vatican on Monday. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has ruled that victims of domestic abuse and gang violence should no longer generally qualify for asylum in the U.S. Sessions' ruling overturns a 2016 decision which granted asylum to a woman from El Salvador who had been raped and abused by her husband. Activists say the move will affect tens of thousands of asylum applications. The Diocese of Peoria has welcomed the decision by a New York court that the remains of Archbishop Fulton Sheen should be moved from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York to Peoria. The petition had been brought by Sheen's niece. Peoria Bishop Daniel Jenke said he hoped the Archdiocese of New York would now engage in a spirit of cooperation. Officials in the New York Archdiocese said they would review the decision carefully and determine its next steps, adding that it had an obligation to respect the wishes of Archbishop Sheen as clearly stated in his will that he be buried in New York. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.